This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. Healing, not hatred. Justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed 100%. We will succeed. Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property. We are putting everybody on warning. Our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced. Those who threaten innocent life and property will be arrested, detained, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've now discovered who is delivering bricks to more than 20 cities. It's Acme Brick, owned by Berkshire Hathaway and Bill Gates. Can't make that up. That is the arrogance. That is the civil war we're in. We're in today, 78 of the lockdown. And then now they trigger all these riots. And all over Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, they're blocking anybody showing rioters and looters racially attacking white people, but also randomly attacking black people, Asians, Hispanics, burning down mainly black businesses, because that's the neighborhoods. It just total bedlam. And if you try to show it, it's deleted. Tucker Carlson talked about that last night, that the media is acting like this is good and this is all peaceful. Remember the MSNBC idiot last Saturday saying, oh, there's nothing violent. This is all very peaceful, with a building, a 10-story building behind him in flames. So this is the PSYOP. And then when the military ends up killing people, shooting looters, they're going to act like it's another race war crime. It's insane. And I got to tell you, I know a lot of people have been robbed in their homes, have been robbed in their cars, have been robbed. I was saying earlier, go out with COVID-19. It's basically a hoax. But I will tell everybody now, you should not be out after dark in any major urban area, and you should be packing, and you should be locking your doors, and you should be watching your ass. Because I just learned before I went live that my son was going to visit my parents, and there was looters in the store attacking people, and he had to kicked their ass. And we've got that dramatic footage. It's unbelievable. It looks like a movie. So that's how crazy all this is. And he didn't even, I guess it happened a few days ago. He didn't even tell me till now because he got the footage from the security camera. I mean, that's how bad this is, folks. They're robbing. Two gun shops I go to have been robbed. I mean, it's just a total bedlam. We'll be right back.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Pig, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Sirens for 7 months before COVID, before all this, because I'm telling you, they're making their move. We are now under martial law. And if we make one wrong step, not just the country, but the world is going to plunge into a giant new military conflict. We're at war with China and with collaborators inside the government and multinational corporations. These people are insane. They are not war makers. They don't have the real history behind it. They've gotten away with so many crimes that these corporatists believe they can pull this off and not end up getting pulled into the war they start. I assure them they will be pulled into it. Here is the Polk County Sheriff in Florida. Now that the looters are announcing they're going into the suburbs, it's already begun, responding that it is the citizens' right and duty to defend themselves. And he warns the looters.
We have received information on social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County, because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns. And they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns. So leave the community alone. And we'll do our best to support the community. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it. All of that ugliness has taken away from what we're united about. We're united about the conduct that you saw with George, where his life was taken with the knee to the neck, is horrific, and there's not enough words to explain that. Let's keep the focus on that.
And the fact that they've now come up with a medical examiner report that he had enough fentanyl in his system to kill 4 or 5 people. And he was resisting, and he was out of control, and the police were scared and didn't pay attention and put their knee on his neck, and he had a heart attack and died. It's not defending what the cop did. It's not about that. It's about the psyop to create a civil war in this country. It's June 2nd. The year is 2020. On this Tuesday transmission, 153 days out from the election. And all of this is about the globalist corporate system and their testing ground of communist China, their evil, anti-human, anti-God laboratory, projecting their power out and punishing us for electing Trump and punishing us for electing Bolsonaro and punishing us for not wanting their new world order and not wanting drag queen pedophile story time. And the Democrats and the globalists and the EU are on record saying this is to punish you. This is to teach you to cut your carbon. This is to teach you that you're bad. This is an atonement. They have 3 or 4 Purge movies where the whites go out and kill black people every time they have one of these purges. And, of course, that's the inverse of what's happening. This is the media going out and telling black people, go out and purge white people. Random old lady in a wheelchair, homeless lady, knock her teeth out. White dude walking down the street, kill him. There have been cops, more than 10 police shot in the last 24 hours. I can't find one of their names because the media will not humanize them. And it's not about worshiping police. It's about worshiping reality, truth. There's a cop in a coma dying in Vegas right now, randomly shot in the head. They won't show him. They won't say his name because they will not humanize people. But we all know George Floyd's name. Clearly a drug dealer. Clearly involved in the rackets. Clearly involved with those cops that knew him in some weird behavior. Dropping a white baggie out of his pocket when they've got him in handcuffs. He's fishing it out. And we exclusively broke that footage yesterday. Everybody knows it's there. Not one outlet covered it because that's not politically correct. And it's not defending it. It's showing the craziness we're all involved in. And now the medical examiner comes out. And he had overdose levels of fentanyl, the Chi-Com weapon. Oh, but nobody cares about the Chi-Com weapon killing hundreds of thousands of people a year. Black, white, old, young. It's all just about, oh, the cop kills him. He begs for his life. It's very poignant. But Facebook, Twitter, Google are removing videos of white people being beaten and being killed and being shot and racist black people programmed by the media to do this. Do I then blame all black people that, oh, there's some racist black people out there that are idiots? No, because I'm not a moron myself. It goes back to Martin Luther King. You judge somebody on who they are. Now, there are so many of these videos, but I just want to get to these now. Two of the seven or eight I've already seen this morning of black people all over the United States coming up to looters in Texas and Minnesota and Illinois and going, oh, it's a bunch of fancy pants, Antifa girls, probably college professors, wearing their Rolexes, you name it. I mean, these people literally are very wealthy on average. And this is them going out and getting their military experience. This is them going out to piss on America. And the black people are walking up saying, hey, why are you putting Black Lives Matter on these businesses and knocking the windows out? You're doing that to try to stir people up. And we've got the videos all over the country. Antifa goes up and knocks the first windows out at the Louis Vuitton or the other luxury shop and then gets the black teenagers that are out on the street to go in and do it. And that's what's in these Homeland Security documents and these reports right here. Remember 2 years ago? Remember Brian Stelter and CNN and ABC News saying Alex Jones is insane? Alex Jones says that there's a planned uprising by Antifa and trying to cause a race war. Remember all those clips? Maybe our archivists can find them. I probably said it 500 times. And I was going off their own action plans, their own documents, where Alexander Soros funds hundreds of millions of dollars a year to try to cause race wars, and how they train the Antifa to go smash buildings and then encourage blacks to join them. Literally preying on black people like they're stupid, trying to trick them. This isn't about defending black people, because they're doing it, and it's wrong, and it's terrible. The point is that here, you want to indict somebody, Attorney General Barr? You want to have the proof of the criminal conspiracy? Here it is, open and shut, run as a military action plan with an HQ and commanders and radios and codes. These are professional criminals. No need to charge them with terrorism, even though that's what they're doing, politically trying to shut down our speech, threatening us. They're engaged in organized crime racketeering. They should all spend 50 years in prison. I mean, people are dying because of this. And these swarmy academics believe they rule America with their arrogance so they can dress up in black uniforms and go out and target black people to get them to go commit crimes to create a race war. And let me tell you, there are a lot of mentally ill people, folks. Mentally ill black people, white people, you know. I've been downtown this morning driving around looking at what's happening. I see a bunch of mentally ill, homeless, white, Hispanic, and black zombies going around crazy, and they are attacking people, and just it's just bedlam. So full-page New York Times articles, advertisements calling for overthrowing the government, triggering a race war. And they literally came out in the national news when I said this and said, Jones is insane. It doesn't exist. It's not happening. So here's the document you need to send to the White House and send to the Attorney General and send to the FBI. Because they know all this. You got FBI agents, it turns out, that are in Antifa running it. Documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. And this is the blueprint for the whole damn thing. With the documents. And they have fought like the devil, and Soros has funded all these lawsuits and all these dirty tricks to get us off the air. That's why I show you this every week. Where they go, what cops are in on it with them, how the police captains have already organized where they're allowed to stage stuff to try to trick the black people. It actually says it into doing it. This is sick, man. This is sick. This is the blueprint for the crime, and they're doing it. So when we come back, we've got folks catching them, including one of the top UFC fighters in the world, John Jones, going up and catching a bunch of chicken-necked white people trying to trick black folks into rioting and looting. And he just takes this rake and paint cans away from them. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Let me just get this out of the way as a declaration. And again, everything we talk about here is very important, but if we could highlight this and have red neon on it, that would be good. Maybe some fireworks going off behind it. I think everybody understands now we can't live in peace with Democrats and leftists and the pedophiles and the devil worshipers. They have a hunger to conquer us because they don't have anything inside. And they're always trying to create a cataclysm or a crisis out of which they get power. And they've done it in Russia, and they did it in Nazi Germany, and they've done it in China. And it's the very same group of megabanks that financed the great wars of Napoleon and the British that are behind it. It's the Rothschilds, 100%. And the Rothschilds are just the scum of the planet. It's the worst people you could ever imagine. And they're absolutely bloodthirsty. Doesn't mean all Rothschilds are, but the head Rothschild group and the Rockefellers and just all the names you know, it's them, man. They are just cold-blooded killers. And they're funding a giant anti-human agenda. It's beyond racism. It's just death. It's a satanic agenda. Kill, steal, and destroy. And the names mean nothing. And they run the Catholic Church now. The globalists have got all the major players in place. And so they're making their world government move. And we're in a lot of trouble. And so denying this is only going to make things worse. We're going into planetary shutdown. The depression is already going to be really, really bad in the third world, very bad here. I don't know if they can turn things back on, and they don't want it turned back on. You started realizing that COVID-19 was a giant fraud. The German government's internal reports, interior ministry said it's all regular deaths are being attributed. We have the same amount of deaths. This is a bad pneumonia. But it's man-made, so Gates and them can own it. It's sick. They don't care. They're making their move. They're all in because they're slaves. Gates is a slave to this evil force. And so let me just say this. Everyone else wants to be a follower. All these big police departments and governors are bowing to the looters. All these corporate systems are doing it because they were all put in place because they followed the corporatist directives. And it always sounded good. It sounded reasonable to get them over and over again to agree to what came into their inbox from the organizations and political groups that control them. And so now they followed their orders so many times to do bad things that they are ready to bow, just like in the old Superman movie, to Zod. Can you guys cue that promo up for next segment? It's about submission to Islam, to all of it. And the cops are like, sure, I'm a confident good guy. My chief tells me to bow to some black people. But when you're bowing, you're not bowing to say I'm in solidarity. How about you shake somebody's hand? How about you get a cup of coffee with somebody or invite them over for barbecue? No. Instead, what you're doing is bowing to say you're bad. You're guilty of something because of the color of your skin. The inverse of what Martin Luther King said. This is so racist, so evil, so backward, so bad, and it's a war on Christianity and a war on the abolition movement, and it's a war to make us all tribal and kill each other. Because let me tell you, while controlled groups are bowing and saying, I'm bad, I'm sorry, I'm white, because of what another white person did or didn't do, you are green lighting this idea where everything is based on what color somebody is. It is unspeakably dangerous, unspeakably evil. So when you submit to a leftist in any way, at a job or at college or anywhere, when you give them your money, when you support Nike, when you support the Chi-Coms, you might as well just cut your fingers off or stab yourself in the eye or cut your balls off, because that's what they're coming for, is everything. The globalists do care about black people. They want to kill them. That's their favorite group. That's their testing group. And the very globalists that have been hammering Africans all over the world and doing a number on them psychologically as the beta test are now saying they represent them while they lead them like a Pied Piper into the river to drown. I, for one, am not going to be part of this evil. And I declare total war on the New World Order and all their systems. And any leftist I see, any trendy, I love it when they open their mouth in a restaurant. I love it when they try to intimidate me. In fact, when I just see them now, I get in their face. Just everywhere. I'm done. I'm not playing any games with any of these people because they are the enemy. You want to see incendiary footage, folks? I've got 50 videos of white people being shot, killed, beaten, tortured. I'm not even really getting into all those, because I'm not even trying to inflame people. I'm trying to get folks to understand that above all this is an orchestrated group. There's an article in InfoWars saying there's some group orchestrating this. Yeah, we know. Soros and the Rothschilds are on record doing it. I've got all their battle documents. Just like I've got the man that died in Minnesota, George Floyd, on video, dropping what looks like fentanyl out of his pocket. I mean, we got it all, banned out video. But the only way this truth gets out is when you tell the truth. Well, here's video you're not going to see on CNN or MSNBC. In fact, they're taking this off everywhere. There's a whole bunch of these videos. Black protesters catch white Antifa members red-handed. Here it is.
I can't believe that. Now they circling. I want you to know this is not.
Don't police people's way of expressing themselves.
This is not a black woman who's putting Black Lives Matter. I just want you to know that when. Right, but Trump, y'all doing that for us, and we ain't asked you to do that.
I think they're Batman.
Listen, don't
bring
stuff out here when they go black.
They're $1,000 phones.
And black people,
they hate capitalism, and they're saying we speak for blacks. Spray painting and knocking out windows.
If we wanted you to do it, we would have asked.
All brainwashed their local college with their little pink purses.
They gonna blame that on us.
All right, let's go ahead and go to this video. This is the heavyweight champion of the world, UFC, John Jones. And he didn't put this out himself. He didn't want the attention. He saw people looting his town and burning up and attacking black, white stores, him at spray painting. He said, you're not doing that. Here it is. Albuquerque. This is Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Give me the spray can.
It's not the way, man.
I ain't doing nothing.
Give me the spray
can. So he's out there covering the protest, looking at it. He's interested. He sees white meth heads. And I just, it's the truth, man. Yeah. When I was down there this weekend, they were attacking our armored vehicle with Owen and attacking me and throwing bottles at me and steel rods that went right by my head. They're trying to kill me. It was all glow-in-the-darks, what my dad calls them. White people that never go out can almost have a green skin. And they all looked all messed out. And they might get out of their cars and go, I'll beat your ass. I mean, I could literally take on 100 of them. And I'm not, I mean, I'm seriously, just literally, as much as I could punch them or just kick them, knock them over. I mean, if I'd have got out, I'm not bragging, I probably could have killed 20 of them with my bare hands. And that's what these people are. It's truly disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. And then you've always got the token black guy there with their Black Lives Matter thing. I mean, these people are idiots. They have no idea what's going to happen if they actually breach that vehicle and got in there. I mean, there were a bunch of trained killers inside. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're living in a
insanely dangerous times. And I've told folks, going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are the one they call president?
I am.
Kneel before Zod.
Kneel before Zod!
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly.
I'm the man they're protecting. I'm the president.
symbol of solidarity, hands shaking. But Fauci says, the UN says, they'll never do that again. You can't trust each other up behind glass barriers, can't go outside. But if you want to go out and riot and hurt a white person, well, then it's virtuous. Because, you know, America's evil, and this is a Marxist movement with a bunch of Harvard billionaires. Nike famously had the worst sweatshops in the world, slave camps. Now Apple has topped them with suicide nets and forced abortions and 18-hour workdays. But again, Tim Cook is effeminate and literally just goes around going, I'm gay, I'm gay. Seriously, he just goes, gay, gay, gay. And they go, oh, God, you're gay. It's okay, you have death camps. That's all this is a cover. I have death camps, but, That's all this is, folks. That's why Gates wears a pink sweater. Oh, look, pink sweater. It's like John D. Rockefeller I would hand out dimes to people. And, oh, I'm your friend. Let me hand you dimes. You all get something free. Patronizing you. And so we sit here and we watch this. And our country's flooded with drugs and flooded with propaganda and flooded with evil culture. And things are just breaking down and people are lazy and stupid, old, young, black, white. We are a fallen country that's drunk on the blood of 62 million dead babies we've aborted. And now it's all over the news. Like, oh, the most human-like mouse ever. And you look at it and it's a little human. And they're just going, yeah, we made human mice. Oh, and we've got, remember just 5 years ago, Jones is insane, it doesn't exist. Now it's like, oh, yeah, we're gene editing babies, and we've got a mouse that's 80% human. Oh, but it doesn't have any rights. We medically test on it. In fact, I meant to cover that. You can put a little human face on a mouse. And it's now just a kind of just a side issue, you know, because you know, George Floyd, he died. Yeah, there it is. Human-mouse hybrid hailed by top scientists as the most human yet. And they keep the chimera stuff quiet, but you can actually find the photos put up by some of the research labs. And, man, is it scary. In fact, put that up. Notice it's called chimeras. There they are. Integrate developing mouse embryos and generate functional cells in the mice, the postnatal mice. Oh, but George Floyd bombed out of his brain on fentanyl, died, and so, oh, four cops shot in St. Louis. Vegas cop on life support, brain dead. Other cops shot, but it's like, oh, that's a cop. We're not going to show them bleeding to death. We're not going to show them dead. We're just going to show you George Floyd. And then if you try to show the cops getting shot, Twitter and Facebook and Google, they all take it down. And then as society breaks down and the dogs come out and the military comes out, oh, the media's like, oh, the military's attacking. It's white people. To bring the country down, to destroy your prosperity, to destroy your future. America is fighting for its life. This is a Chi-Com globalist-directed attack. Here, let's play this lady bowing to Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, funded by Nike, funded by Jeff Bezos, on record. The guys that actually own slave factories, where people are like locked up in containers at night. Where if a woman gets pregnant, they force abort. I mean, you're talking about prisoners. But it's like, oh, but if Jeff Bezos just had an eye that points the wrong direction, so it's okay. And you've got people living off the fumes of America, one of the most open free countries the world's ever seen. And boy, everybody's about to get a taste. If America goes down, they're going to beg and plead for it to come back. But it won't, because you're a real slave now. And all the commies and all the people that went and got 2 or 3 degrees that can't get a job but are told, once we overthrow America, you'll have a job in the new economy. They won't have a job or it won't be paid. But at least they'll be able to kick us around. And believe me, when I go out to these events, you see them, they go, we're going to take over, we're going to arrest you, we're going to kill your ass. No, that won't be you, my friend. You'll be the first people that are gotten rid of. I'll be put on a private jet and flown in for an audience with his lordship to finally see if I'll make a deal. I'll be served caviar while you're in a death camp, dumbass. but then I'll say no and I'll get killed on the spot. That's how it really works, dumbasses. The globalists don't collect you like baseball cards. They collect people like me like baseball cards. They want me to join the New World Order because I have value. You don't have value in their eyes. You're what they call a useless eater, a useful idiot. You're a dumbass. All you meth head white people with your degrees that are bagging groceries, and you're mad that we won't pay your loans off because the very bankers that run you set your ass up. You can never admit that you were a chump. And it's because you love lies. You love your father, the devil. That's why you're a loser. So I'm done talking about that. But you want the latest BS? The galactic level BS? This is on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, along with the other great video of John Jones out there. You're not going to see that black man out there trying to stop riots, because that's not the image. That's not the hero they want. The hero is the meth head getting black people to break into business. Only way that video gets out is you share it. Infowars.com. What are you going to do? Obama National Security Advisor claims Russia is funding rioting in the U.S. with no proof, with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. The Democrats are all endorsing it. They're saying it's great. They're saying go out and riot. And then they turn around and they say, but Russia runs it. And San Antonio radio stations, San Antonio TV, Dallas, Austin, the BBC, RT are all saying Alex Jones burned down the homeless camp. Doesn't matter. We got all the raw footage. We didn't do it. Doesn't matter where they're covering it. They all see, because I'm the establishment, right? I'm the one burning down the homeless camps. That's what I do in my free time. Because the Antifa meth heads, they could never do anything wrong. We're going to go to break and come back with that. And, oh, Zuckerberg claimed he wasn't going to censor Trump. Oh, now he is. Oh, Trump's so fascist calling out the military. Zuckerberg's going to have to shut Trump. Oh, see, now the fight really comes down to the line. Because who's Zuckerberg work for? Bill Gates. And who's Gates work for? You bet. Satan. Maybe Satan. We're going to break, though. We're going to come back. I just want everybody to know, this is the biggest sale we've done in a year. Most of these products have never been 60% off. A lot of these products are 60% off. We might be making 5-10% on them. A lot of them, nothing. But I just know things are so bad. My gut level is just liquidate everything. And a bunch of stuff is about to sell out. So I just get money in to operate the next 6-7 months, the next 150-something days, because it's make-it-or-break-it time. And our reserves are not at the point they need to be to just be able to cover this and have the security we need and go around the country. So I'm just all in, and I'm actually hiring more people right now. And just total afterburners, full commitment, ramming speed. We're on it like Donkey Kong. So 60% off across the board, flash sale, Infowars.com. Our biggest sale of the year was 60% off top products. Will it end today? Will it end tomorrow? You know, I'm so busy fighting the whole New World Order. I don't know. I haven't had time to come up with a new promo, and I'm running out of a lot of the best sellers. And I don't know what to do. I'm out of options. So we're just going to keep selling until it sells out, I guess, a few more days. Tibramel Vitality, Knockout Sleep Support, Brain Force Plus, Biodrin Selenium, Chill Force, Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield X2, Emerson Essentials Hand Sanitizer, DNA Force Plus, that's incredible, Living Defense Plus, Turbo Force, Triiodine, all of it, 60% off. Hell, 8-Pack Power Stack, 70% off. That's at cost or below it. InfoWarsStore.com. Get products while you still can. Get an InfoWars t-shirt. Get a piece of history. I don't know how long I'll be around, folks. Seriously, stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Infowars.com that is so critical. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The globalists are always about titrating the dose of the poison. You can take cobra poison or other snake poison and slowly build up the amount in your system until you become quasi-immune to it. You can take a much bigger dose that would kill a normal person. But see, the way their psychology works, the globalists personally have told me in one conversation I've talked about quite a bit, that you don't get it, Jones. The public adapts to enslavement. And so instead of the titrated dose going up, making them resist, it makes them submit. And so all the censorship, all the control now in the browsers, in the private text messages, which means they're surveilling you. That's totally illegal, separate from the censorship. Now, Apple, that has 3 million Uyghurs in China, many of them in death camps. Mainstream news admits that they're making components for iPhones. And then in mainland China, or in the heart of China, old China as they call it, you have slavery going on and suicide nets and forced drugging and just stuff beyond any nightmare you've ever imagined. And now, in solidarity to push this, it's not just Nike and Amazon virtue signaling as they get looted. Apple freezes browser feature of Music App and replaces it with F the Police playlist from NWA. So, yeah, that was fun to listen to when I was 12 years old, too. The point is that this is a mega corporation, super cold-blooded, scientifically taking over the planet, and they want you to believe that they're these super cool trendies that, you know, F the police. And what does the F the police mean? It means local elected government. This is a global technotronic technocracy coming in like a giant alien mothership blocking out the sun over our cities. And it's like, I will teach you to be free. Kill your police. Overthrow and burn your infrastructure. Because America was deep into the New World Order. The Chinese century was here. And we said, no, actually, we don't want to jump in the oven. We don't want to jump in the wood chipper. We don't want to go bye-bye. And so they went, oh, you're Russian agents. Because they're the globalists that want to say no borders, no wall, no USA at all. They're the ones that say get rid of the country. They're the ones that say America's permanently broken and it's over, all over the news. We're depressed. We're done. It's all over. And anybody that signs on to this is going into real slavery. I don't care what color you are. So now, Obama's national security advisor has climbed out from under a rock after 78 days of having us locked down under martial law. In a bizarre claim, Barack Obama's former national security advisor, Susan Rice, said that the rioting and violence being witnessed in major cities is right out of the Russian playbook. She then goes on to say that the Russians are doing this with no proof. After locking our government up for 3 years with Russiagate crap, they're back. It's not the Democrat governors. It's not the Democrat police chiefs like Art Acevedo saying, how dare you be mean to brown people? It's our country. The whites are the enemy. I mean, in Houston. Oh, it's not the virtue signaling. It's not the media or all the race war movies. None of that. No. It's not Antifa burning down the homeless camp. It's Alex Jones. Why? You see it all over the news. No proof. They just say I did it because they're going for broke. Because we're loyal Americans that care about everybody and just want justice and freedom and we're Christian. And so Susan Rice climbs out from under her rock, obviously always drugged out of her damn mind, just a front person for these people. And she's saying the Russians, the Chinese government is praising the rioters. The Chinese government is all over Twitter, not being fact-checked. The Iranian government, not. But the president's being banned. And we just sit here while the president can't communicate in modern communication systems, and we're totally shut down except for your word of mouth. Ball moves down the field when you share the link at man.video. The power you got's the power to destroy them now. And when are you going to wake up that it's not Kansas anymore? That it's not a game? This is real. InfoWars is real. You're real. I'm real. And now that they've destabilized and Trump's got to launch the troops, he knows they're setting him up. The troops are going to kill some people. That's what they do. And now it's going to be, oh, Trump, martial law, when he didn't want the martial law and they made him institute it. You're going to look back, folks, if we lose this. And you're going to wish to hell you spread the word. You've gotten involved now. All the candy-ass churches, everybody on the fence. God said you were hot nor cold. I spit you out of my mouth. Get off the fence. Get off the pot, man. Take a dump or get off of it. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting Bolshevik revolution right now, and they're going to put you in a camp, and they're going to torture the living hell out of you. Because that's all these people want to do is gouge your eyeballs out. And as soon as you figure that out, you're going to grow up. But boy, everybody knows why we got guns, and that's the good part about it, is we're not like the poor Russians or the poor Chinese that were serfs before, who didn't really have a long history of being free. And who were always being attacked by outside forces, so they never got their own solidarity. This place still has an armed camp. And we still know what's going on. And so I got news for the New World Order. You better run your asses to Switzerland and New Zealand and Kauai, Hawaii, because you're going to fail. And you can launch and try to get everybody else, Zuckerberg and Tim Cook, to go kill people and kill the cops and all, and have the government break down and bow to you and kneel to you. It's not going to happen. And I assure you that you're going to pay severely for what you've done. And Bill Gates is going to pay severely for what he's done. And Lord Rothschild's going to pay severely for what you've done. You're politically defeated. And I think you know that. That's why you're trying to overturn everything and overturn the chessboard. But there could be 1% of thinking people you're still going to lose. It's more like 30% now. And the word's spreading really fast. Your whole COVID blew up in your face. So the big question we got to ask listeners is, what is their next fiasco? Mass shootings, race war, maybe a stronger bioweapon, economic collapse, physical war with China over Taiwan, Hong Kong, assassination of the president. I mean, anything could happen right now. Get ready, folks. You're not in a normal period anymore. The games are over. You're as helpless as a baby in their mother's womb when that Planned Parenthood death operator is coming to kill unless you start speaking out. Okay, you sit there like a baby in the womb. That baby didn't have a chance to fight. You've got a chance to fight. Are you going to fight, or are you going to sit there and kiss ass all day? So here's Susan Rice looking like she's loaded like a freight train, flying like an aeroplane, telling us that the Russians are the ones doing it when the own damn channel she's on's pushing the thing. Here it is.
We've come to try to hijack those protests and turn them into something very different. And they are probably also, I would bet, based on my experience, I'm not reading the intelligence today or these days, but based on my experience, this is right out of the Russian playbook as well. But we can't allow the extremists, the foreign actors, to distract from the real problems we have in this country that are longstanding, centuries old, and need to be addressed responsibly.
Hey, pause. So these are all CIA leftist foundation folks. They're sociologists, and they just... anthropologists, and they look at the culture, they play it off against each other. What a sickening, evil woman who supports radical Islam, all the rest of it. She's a dirtbag. She's an elitist. She loves playing people off. She loves the public not being informed. And then she just goes on into how the Russians are running everything. That's all she's got, because she's the globalist, she's the anti-American, she's the person who wants to get rid of the country, she's the enemy. So she's all, the Russians are doing all this. You're doing it, Rice, and we all know it, you dirty piece of crap. You got to deal with God, though, you ugly witch. Okay. This Apple thing, though, is unbelievable, folks. Infowars.com. And I went and checked it. They've literally hijacked the browsers of the Apple app that over 100 million people, last time I checked, have, and are playing kill the police, basically, music. And again, it's all just like, wow, look, solidarity. Let's go kill cops. Why? Why the biggest corporation in the world told me to, that own slave camps. Yes, sir, Tim Cook. And Trump's up there with Kushner telling him Tim Cook's his friend. You know, Apple is a technocracy. Stuff doesn't happen unless Tim Cook says it. Tim Cook said 2 years ago in Beijing, he said, I want to help you censor, and I want to censor Americans. He's a beady drug addict. Who's going to burn in hell? And not because he sticks his tallywhacker in other men, but because he hates humanity and runs death camps. Burn in hell, Tim Cook! Burn in hell, you maggot! Burn in hell, you little turd!
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.